Good morning, and welcome to the Coffee with Ann devotional. I miss my coffee. I've not been feeling very well the last few days and fighting nausea, so coffee is not the best thing to put on my stomach. I will be better in a few days, and the warm, rich taste will return to my routine. So please enjoy your cup while we look at Chapter 5 of Psalms, verse 3. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait patiently. For me, Psalms has always been a book of comfort and reassurance. In the verses of this Psalm of David is found the key. Verse 3, David has penned a critical fundamental statement regarding the growth of our faith over our lifetime. In the morning, the early peaceful morning, quiet time, Lord, you hear my voice, and I lay out my concerns for your direction. Over the years, in small groups, in personal discussion, books, sermons, the subject of the growth of our relationship with God through prayer and study has come up over and over again. Why should we make the time? How do we commit to the time? How do we avoid taking the relationship for granted? The consensus or conclusion is always about the same on these questions. First, the release of God's power by starting the day with Him. Folks will share thoughts like, it changes my whole day, I manage things better, I'm calmer. Or, when I don't take the time to have communion with the Lord in the morning, I am inevitably reminded during the day that I didn't. The day just doesn't go as well. What a difference a few minutes can make each day. It's really a pretty easy task, especially considering the rewards, but nonetheless, the other part of any discussion on the topic is how hard it can be to keep up the habit. Life happens. We become distracted. The day begins before we even let our feet hit the floor. Spouse, children, parents, work, obligations consume us. Do you ever want to scream at the world, please, just leave me alone for 5 minutes? In these last few days, I have been recovering from a sinus surgery unrelated to the cancer, but an infection was interfering with my balance and causing spells of vertigo. This thing has slapped me back down again. Things like surgery, the flu, COVID, a really bad cold, a twisted ankle, a jammed finger, 1,000 things that we all suffer from day to day that stops us in our tracks. I never seem to be prepared for these times. I'm always stunned how debilitating they can be. So the discussion usually begins with the blessing of starting our day with time with the Lord, then moves into how hard it is to find the time. And then comes to the third part of this conversation. How quickly we take feeling well and managing well takes over our lives. How quickly we forget that every day of good health, managed problems, non-crisis, is a gift from God and not to be taken for granted. So, what do we do? How can we help ourselves commit to this receiving of a blessing of time with the Lord? A continued part of the conversation is there are at least a dozens of ways to squeeze time in for the Lord. Thank the Lord for the day and ask for His guidance before you get out of bed. Read a devotional in Scripture over your coffee. Listen to inspirational music while you go for your morning workout or gym or walk, run, video exercise. Listen to a devotional on your drive to work. If you work from home, use the time, or at least some of the time, you aren't on the road to visit with the Lord. Watch a sunrise and thank Him for it. And take time to be grateful. Remember, physical exercise is in itself saying thanks to the Lord for the body we have. Taking care of it will help you fight the stresses of the day. It is our responsibility to eat well, exercise, sleep. Health is such a gift and one we take for granted, just like God's presence. These are a few common ways to squeeze in some time for the Lord. But of course, over time, hopefully, the peace you find and lessening of worry that blesses you will be broadened from 5 minutes to 15 minutes to perhaps a 30-minute walk each day devoted to prayer and watching for all you have to be grateful for. The goal here is to work toward letting the Lord be a full-time awareness. And so I would suggest, perhaps this will work for you, setting the alarm on your phone to go off quietly every hour. As a reminder to stop what you're doing, take 4 deep breaths and tell the Lord you love Him. Integrate the Lord into your daily life. Start somewhere or start over somewhere. And wait and watch as you give your day, your concerns and requests over to the Lord and see how He works. Please pray with me this morning. Lord, here in the beginning of Psalms, David has provided a simple guide to peace and joy. So simple, so hard to do in our lives and challenging world. Urge us to pray for each other that we will not miss out on this blessing, but instead become persistent in our daily connection with You. In Your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you once again for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.